Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Tough one last night for the Panthers in the opener of the series. They lose 4-1. We're going to talk to Ed Jovanovski right now from Bally Sports about Game 1. Jovo, thanks for the time. As always, we appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed, and thanks, bud. I wish it. It was a lot of good news, and we are all jacked up after, like, scoring five goals or something. But, all right, so the power play thing was kind of cute that we went 0 for 18 and still won in six games because it hasn't been done very much. Now it's not so damn funny when you play Tampa Bay and you go 0 for 3. Ed, what can you do for the power play drought that has now hit into the second round and we haven't scored one yet?
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you're going 0 for 3 and your opponent goes 3 for 6. It ends up being a difference in the game. But, yeah. You know, you heard Coach Bruno talk after the game. And, you know, I think they've tried, you know, obviously talking to the guys, changing a few things. And but almost like the old cliche is you got to stick with it. You know, there's really nothing else you can and really do have a little bit more desperation on the power play. You know, the penalty kill is going to work that much harder trying to kill the penalty. So you just got to be tougher in on pucks. You got to move the puck quicker. And when you have an opportunity to throw it to the net, try to take the goalie's eyes away. And that's the worry part for me. I think it seems like Vasilevsky has found his game, especially trailing over from the game seven in Toronto. He was good again yesterday and made some key saves, but you know, the power play, I don't think you're going to go 0-4 in this series and have success. That's obvious. I think they just got to find a way because a lot of the times on a power play, if anything, you want to kind of create that momentum. There was a key point in the game when the Panthers were up 1-0, had a brief 5-on-3, and nothing.
Right.
You know, so you got to find a way to you know, capture that moment. They get a goal there, it's 2-0. It's probably good night at that moment. So I think they got to recognize the importance of obviously power plays at key points in the game.
So is part of it everybody's trying to make that beautiful, that cute pass, that extra pass to set somebody up? Or is you got to get more goals in front? I mean, more shots in front to have a chance to get some rebounds? What would you tell your guys?
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think with the talent level that these guys throw it on the ice, and you can see at times they went with the five forwards, the ability to make plays are there. But you're also talking in the playoffs now where teams are really insulating the middle of the ice. It's tough to make through the seam passes. Huberto, for example, three or four times was trying to pass it through the box. It's just not going to work. And then you try getting it up to the point where Ekblad was shooting. They're doing a good job blocking shots.
Right.
So at what point does it become mental where the guys are just like, you know, throwing their hands up? Obviously, you can't think that way. You just got to find a solution. And you just got to get it to the net. That area in front of the net is a tough place to defend. A guy like Hornquist, who's done it throughout his whole career, you know, taking the goalie's eyes away and finding that lane. I mean, guys make livings blocking shots and getting into lanes, and especially it intensifies that much more in the playoffs where guys are doing whatever it takes, you know, to stop the puck from getting down low. So They got to find a way. You got to look at some tape, see where areas where you can expose Tampa. And it can be done because this power play during the season, you know, operated at a pretty good clip.
Jovo, I'm glad you brought up Huberdeau because we talk about it before any playoff series starts and or playoffs in general. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, doesn't matter. Stars got to play like stars. Huberdeau's got 1 goal, 3 assists in the playoffs so far in total. It's okay at this point to ask for a little more, right, out of him after the season he had and after just what he did throughout the regular season, breaking records, doing everything, and seems like he's kind of just out there right now, just kind of, you know, playing the tunes, but not really doing much.
Right, and you look at the other side of it, the Kucherov show last night, and,
right.
And you know, stars find a way to have their, you know, their prints all over the game, and certainly, yeah, there's moments during the playoffs where, you know, you expect more from your star players. And this team is only going to go as far as these guys lead them. And it's unfortunate because he's had such a good year. He looks a little bit out of sync right now. And, you know, you got to find it. I mean, you got to do it. I mean, these guys in the playoffs, as you know, in every sport, you know, the checking is that much, you know, more, you know, the intensity is there. The time and space to make plays is cuts down by dramatically. So you got to make quick decisions, move the puck, you got to skate. And that's where the Panthers are so effective coming through the neutral zone with speed. They led the league throughout the year on rush chances. And it seems like through the playoffs, they're having a tough time getting through the neutral zone. But you know, once in a while you got to dump and chase the puck and be the first guy in on the puck and try to get the, you know, try to work plays down low. But listen, no one's won a series after game one. I think they'll make some adjustments, and these guys have always responded, and I don't expect anything differently from them.
Ed, how good was that Kucherov move on Ekblad for that goal? Oh,
wow.
God.
Well, I actually blew my groin out.
You I'm got like, turned, you know,
too. I'm like, I've been there before. I know what that feeling's like.
Wow. Jovo, after that move, I could have scored that goal. Right.
Yeah, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people who couldn't make that move on the grass.
That move ended my career.
That was unbelievable.
You know, yeah, at such a high pace, you know, and you know, he's coming to his forehand, and I know what these star players are thinking. Once he sees Ekblad leaning, you know, he just, you know, on his edges, they're unbelievable, and just kind of sliding it over for the tap-in. But, you know, Kucherov struggled that first round. You know, I was watching a lot of that series and wasn't much out there, but he certainly, you know, picked it up last night.
Hey, Ed, I got to bring this up, and because I know my manhood would be checked if a coach said, I need you to get in front and block one of these shots from these guys. Because every time a guy gets hit, you go, oh, he's going to hurt, tough guy, but he's limping off, and you can see. I mean, getting that puck, I don't care where it hits you with all that pads. Ed, how much – were you big on getting in front of those things, like going down and taking one for the team?
Well, absolutely. I think regular season, you might shy and get out of the way a little bit. You know, the playoffs, you do whatever it takes to block shots. You know, these are so important. And you know, for the fans out there that are watching – you know, so, you know, pay attention to the shot blocking that goes on in the playoffs. Guys are throwing out their legs, they're diving with their head, no matter what it takes to, you know, to stop the puck from getting down low or getting to the net. And that's what Tampa does so well. If you watch yesterday, I mean, they really kind of clog up that middle in the D zone. And it's really tough for defensemen because now you're thinking all the time, you know, you're going to get this shot blocked. And then your other option is throwing it around the boards. And half the time, the guys don't want to do that because you want to create things. But, you know, sometimes you got to get a little bit out of your comfort zone and do some dirty work along the boards and get pucks to the paint. And I felt that down low, there wasn't much attacking to the net. But having said all this, listen, the Panthers had the lead, you know, in this game.
Right.
And they had opportunities to go up, you know, a couple goals. Vasilevsky stood tall. The power play didn't perform. And at the end of the night, you know, you lose the game.
And I'm glad you said that because that game's 1-1 after two periods. And I started today feeling, God, it felt like it should have been 3-1. It had to almost be demoralizing. You're going back going, we're outplaying these guys for the most part, and it's friggin' 1-1. And they got all this experience in this third period. So, and sure enough, comes back to haunt you. You don't get those goals.
Yeah, and for a team like Tampa, Joe, is, as we've seen the last couple of years, you know, it can be kind of a stale game, and they're just kind of hanging around. And then one, you know, the smallest mistakes can end up in your net. And, you know, they've been there before. I think for them going into the third period at 1-1 probably had a little bit of a different locker room than the Florida Panthers did. But during the year, the Florida Panthers always found a way, you know, to come through in these tight games. And I think that's where, you know, the involved, how they've evolved as a team. They can win these close games. So it's kind of disappointing in that fact that kind of let it slip away in the third period. But listen, they, like I said earlier, they've rebounded all year. Tampa's now stole home ice. You got to find a way to get game two or it's big trouble.
So I was listening to guys nationally last night talking about, does he make changes? Do you expect changes or do you expect same gang? Or does he try to get something going with making some changes with one of the lines coming up?
Well, you could mix up the lines a little bit. He did it last series. You could mix them up. I think right now, I think what you're seeing is a big miss is, you know, Marchman being out of the lineup. Don't know where he stands. Big body that gets hard in on the forecheck that creates havoc. But, you know, they might change a guy here or there. But I think overall this group has gotten him here, and coaches are always, I'm always told, you live and die by your horses. And I think that's where, you know, these core group just need to step up and find a way to lead the way here.
Jovo, tomorrow night, game two in Sunrise to get back in the series. Don't let them take both here in Sunrise. Jovo, we always appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Ed, thank you, buddy, for getting up.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. Get back to that house. Get that thing done, man. Get that new pad. I know that sucker's nice, man, up there. Beautiful up there where he is. Ed knows what he's doing. Don't you worry about Ed Jovanovski. Right. He's fine. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Jovo.
All right, guys.
All right. That was Ed Jovanovski joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Hey, one scoop in the morning. Woo! Of AG1 and AJ. But I'll tell you what, AG1 will really work. 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals to just kind of get you going. I haven't had a vitamin and mineral till recently, taking AG1 for years. And you know, as you get older, as you know now working with me, you get tired a lot. And boy, tell you what, I'm up for anything. But you know something, this AG1, there's a lot of people here in South Florida been taking it
right.
for a long time. This right. not something new. This stuff's been around, and people that work out and are young and have energy are using it, and it's working. Green powder, one scoop, bam, ready to go first thing in the morning.
Including in your house with your daughter taking it, now your wife taking it as well. Listen, like Joe said, I started taking AG1 because I didn't want to take a handful of pills every day, multivitamins and this, and supplement this, no. And like Joe said also, it supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, everything in general. That's what it's going to do for you. Athletic Greens and AG1, man, unbelievable what they're doing for you out there and how you're going to feel after doing this for a couple weeks. You're really going to feel the difference. And we're going to make it easy for you. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune support and vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Yes, you heard that correct. A one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D, that's for free, and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. It's for you. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel healthy. You're going to feel better about yourself. Go to the website, athleticgreens.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
/WQAM.
I speak for my teammates in the Miami Heat organization whenever I say I know what I'm capable of. And I don't do this to score 40 points. I play the way that I play to win by all means necessary. And it just so happened that I scored 40. But if I score 40 and lose, I'm going to be really pissed off. It's crazy because he didn't have to say too much. We already knew what we were doing wrong, turning the ball over, not getting back. And so we talked about it and we came out and I was like, you know what? We're at home. We got to play better basketball. We got to play better as a team. I've said it all year long. Whenever we let our defense dictate our offense, we're a much better team. We get stops. We get into the open floor. We whip that ball around to our shooters. That's the style of basketball we call Miami Heat basketball.
Well, it worked. No words, little bit, whatever was said at halftime, they got the message. 39-14 difference in the scoring in that third quarter, led by Jimmy Butler, 17 points that he had. My God, it was unbelievable. And it starts with D and works to O.
Always does with this team.
It must. Pat Riley must just go back in his office, grab a cold drink, just for a minute after the game and just go, damn, this Jimmy Butler thing, I couldn't have said it better myself. Right. The way we play, our best player, giving love to everybody, right, and how we play. I don't want to have 41 points if we can't win.
Such an unselfish player. Fits in this mold so
just great. Just got it. If I need to score, I will score.
Yeah, we've seen it. And by the way, he's taken over plenty of games.
He stuffed the stat sheet last night, and we see it a lot more as his numbers are way up during these playoffs from what he's been able to do. But big surprise last night after that first half and being down 8 at the half was what they did in that third quarter. 39-14, they outscored the Boston Celtics. Now, Boston Celtics without Marcus Smart. A lot of people thought he might play in the afternoon, game time decision. And they go, by the way, you got another problem. Al Horford has COVID-19 protocol.
Right.
He's going to be out a while. Probably going to miss this game too. Probably won't play until they get back to Boston. And while that's going on, we got it going on here in the radio station. We're not supposed to talk about who has it or not, but we got some people that have it.
Yep, some people, right.
And there's not a lot of us in here.
No.
And then we have another group only come in when the big boss comes in.
Right, you saw yesterday what it looked like in here. Yep.
It's just, listen, those guys, they're working their butt off. I get it. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt that they're working hard from home and stuff. But it's a fraudulent look, man, when you show up for the boss.
Right,
it's just.
Right. If it's the only
and they're
time
calling each
up,
other, right. What time you think she's coming in?
Right, right.
Come on, man.
It is. It's crazy what this building looks like 5 days a
but
week.
Saying all that, keeps rolling. You know, and the bullets are flying. This COVID, you know, I don't know. I've had it once. And I don't want to get it a second time, but I guess, listen. A lot of people have had it twice.
Yep.
It's like people in the building have already had it twice. And it's amazing. We have so many people getting it.
How'd it go
for
the first
stations.
Time?
It was not good.
Yeah. Sucks.
Not hospital bad.
No, but it sucks.
I'm not blueing myself like poor Larry Bluestein, but
right. But
yeah, it was actually good for the diet because I wasn't hungry for a few days. It was good.
Oh.
But don't worry. I made up for it when I did come back.
What you got? Your
yeah, I came back. I was nice and strong. Hey, by the way, guess what? Eric Reed's going to join us coming up at 8:40 this morning. Voice of the Miami Heat. We'll talk to him, get his take on what we saw. It's only one game. I get it. I know, but listen, we lose that game, and it was going to be gloom and doom around here. And the fact that they went out and went up by 20 just to put in the back of the Celtics' mind and just – for everybody already had Jason Tatum as a top seven player in the league right now. Just a little reminder, he ain't even the best player after a first game in these playoffs. He's not the best player in this series.
Well, they're kissing his ass, though, going into halftime, though. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, 21. They should
have. I know. All
they
this guy
his ass
is
all
right.
He's really good.
I mean, I get he's good.
He's a good player.
Nobody, we didn't say that. Now, don't read in I said that.
Okay, what are you trying to top this? That's how he's
well,
really
Jimmy
good.
Butler's one of the two best players in the playoffs right now.
That is a fact.
All anybody wants to do is knock this team in the way it's structured and
good.
Waiting
Let
for something, you know,
it.
Waiting for something bad to happen here. And
don't give Jimmy credit. Jason Tatum's top five player in the league. This guy's great. I'd rather
Jason
play like
Tatum,
that.
Jason Tatum, by the way, is really good.
He is a good player.
Listen, I'm not going to – saw what he did against Milwaukee on the road. And in the back of my mind, that I was thinking that at half last night, oh, my God, is Jason Tatum going to throw up 40-something in this game?
Right.
And just in these tight game here at the end, going to make all these big shots.
Let me introduce you to playoff Jimmy.
Well, they got after him in the second half, and that was a combination of a lot of guys. A little P.J. Tucker in your drink to slow you down a little bit too, man. So it was
It all
around.
Starts with aggressive Jimmy Butler. Whenever he goes out there and starts to be aggressive, offensively aggressive Jimmy Butler. He's always aggressive on defense. When he goes out there and he takes over a game like that, and he showed it a couple times in these playoffs, he's something else. He's a top player in the league when he does that.
Well, it's one thing to get fouled. But when you make 17, 18 free throws, too, that's you start flirting in that Steph Curry world, man, of, oh, man, we fouled the wrong guy. But, listen, it's been great, and it was a great start last night for everybody. I've kind of wondering at halftime. I'm sure a lot of Heat fans going, what is this going to look like in the second half? And it looked just fine. Matter of fact, it looked, by the end of the third quarter, you felt pretty damn good from eight down to a whole bunch up as they put together just an unbelievable third quarter.
A 22-2 run to start.
Celtics scored 14 points
right.
in a quarter. Just, and by the way, I shouldn't say that because we just saw Phoenix Suns score 12 in one too.
Right, where they get 27 and a half.
They'll still get bashed. Like, we still have to have that topic just to rip the best record. Just get them one more time today and how bad they were.
Well, the number one overall seed sitting at home.
Oh, man. Well, listen, wasn't so good for the Panthers. You just heard Jovo talking a little bit about Panthers and their problems with the old power play. 0-21. If you somebody would have told you before the playoffs started, and this thing's a long way from over, and the Heat and the Panthers can still come back and win this, they'd be 0-21 on something you kind of wait to get so you can do just exactly what Tampa Bay did. Scored 3 out of 6 on their power plays. Had 3 of their 4 goals last night. And
you
can't score.
If you would have said that before the series, I wouldn't have thought they got out of the first round. I would have thought there was a chance they did not, that they would have got taken out.
There was a chance. Yeah. Of Owens, some great comebacks and a goal in the last couple of minutes of a game. Yeah, they might be sitting at home right now. Yeah, but they can score now, and they can score in bunches. But they're playing against a team that's won 9 straight playoff series. It is incredible. 9 straight playoff series so far after beating Toronto and then going through with 2 Stanley Cups back-to-back. Pretty impressive. And you saw it again last night. Everybody talking about one of their best players being out. And it just didn't affect their team.
No.
Hung around and then took advantage of power plays.
That
and boy, did they.
Joe. Vasilevsky is going to be a nightmare for this team.
He was pretty damn good, and that's 2 games in a row now because he did it to Toronto in that last game as well. We're going to have Eric Reed join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and before we do, I just want to say this. They got me yesterday. I don't know where it came from, but Messi coming down here to play for Inter Miami and buying a piece of the team up to 35%, and they hooked my good friend Steve Goldstein. Because Goldie's sitting right next to me yesterday, and he goes, look at this. Look at this break. And I go, oh, my God. This is a huge story.
Right.
This guy's one of the greatest soccer. And he's only 34 years old. He's going to be 35 in June. And I'm like, man, he's ready. He's ready to come enjoy his homes down here, his condo, his luxurious condo.
Condos.
Yeah. Or condos. I'm not sure if you got one or two.
Right.
But it makes sense. Then I started thinking, does it really make sense? PSG's paying him $41 million right now. That he just all of a sudden is just going, all right, I'm done. I'm going to go play for Major League soccer right. pay.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
I think our highest paid guy makes $6
million. I think 30-35% of the team.
Yeah, you got to buy it.
Right.
I'm not giving it to him.
I know. You have a chance to get it. You're
maybe he gets some kind of discount. Like,
I would assume there's going to be some sort of discount if he said he wanted to come down here and be on this team and be an owner on this team. Because that would be the biggest sports news of the day.
I will
day,
tell you, if that guy ends up coming down here,
wow,
and you're looking at all the stars we have living here right now,
right?
You put him right at the top.
Take a backseat to anybody.
No one.
Yeah, it takes a backseat to nobody.
And by the way, that's a big list. Tom Brady's in that. He's right. down here.
Right.
They're all going to be walking around. Look at the list that we have at any given time that we have walking around down here in Miami, because they all like to live in Miami. None of them are moving to Fort Lauderdale. Look at from Key Biscayne, and we'll just call it Dade County.
Okay.
Messi.
Right.
Brady.
Right.
Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter.
Right.
Doing sub sandwich spots right now. You start looking at the list of guys.
Pretty high profile right there. Pretty high profile.
Hard to imagine.
But
listen, if the Moss brothers could get him.
Well, I mean, that would be something.
First
else.
Of all, the sales department gets fired. That's like, remember when they got
rid three.
When they got the big three, they got rid of the whole thing because they said, we sell our tickets on, right. and they just sell themselves. We don't need anybody to go out and give a pitch. You just go Messi, they go six.
Right.
Messi, I'll take 10. Messi, Skybox?
Right. Yeah, see? That too. Want to get that new you want to build that new stadium?
What a great tease that was, man. Yeah. Somebody put it out.
Who made up that story, by the way?
I don't know, but they're sticking to it.
I saw some guy tweeted it out. Like, I don't know where these people
they're
get
sticking
these
to it
from.
That it's coming.
Right.
He well, just
unless he based it on nothing, unless it was like a Cilio type thing, but I mean this seems like unless the guy made it up out of thin air. You know what a team is worth, by the way? A Major League Soccer team?
I have no idea.
The highest one is $860 million. That's the L.A. team.
Is it really?
Yeah, they said the average MLS franchise is worth $550 million.
35%, that's pocket change to Messi.
Oh, no, Messi can write that.
Yeah.
He write that check in a heartbeat, right. Unless he wants to go to his local bank that's got all his money. Or his Merrill Lynch account.
Who's his Dave and Merrill Lynch?
Dealing Dave. Dealing Dave, call me, man. You got me worried, man. You got me. Just call and say hello to me.
It's been a little bit.
Just call and say hello to me. I'm a little worried about everything out there going on. Hey, right now, before we get to my man Eric Reed, we're going to talk some Heat basketball after Jimmy Butler's great performance. And, of course, Eric, I have a lot more stuff from his post-game show late last night. But right now, I want to talk to you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with a great purpose every day here in South Florida of protecting families and their homes, and nobody does it better. ASP Superhome is ready to extend a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners right now. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. That doesn't happen very often. Metal tile roofs are usually a little bit more. And there's a reason for it, but I got to tell you, first of all, they look fantastic. Metal tile roofs are not what you think. No, it's not the barn. I'm telling you right now, they're fantastic, and you're getting a wholesale price for a limited time right now. And you talk about benefits. Metal tile roofs, and the reason people do like them, you reduce energy bills up to 30%. And not just that, but hurricane resistant speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. How about that? When the winds are coming, you're worried about the big one coming. And you're going, I already had ASP take care of me. I'm good for 200 miles per hour. Listen, they got a lot of great stuff going on. We got a limited time offer for you to get something great. Take advantage. 100% financing. No money down and no payments until 2024 with the Extend Pay from Y-Green. So what are you waiting for? Call ASP and ask for the Joe Rose exclusive today. Or at least get more information on it. Metal tile roof for the price of regular tile. It's a limited time offer. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. And let the ASP Rodriguez family protect yours today.
It wasn't one play. It was multiple effort plays that our group ignites from that inspiration. You know, it could be Tuck diving on the floor, making an extra effort, batting the ball away, Bam's block, Jimmy, the two steals, the closeouts, by Max, Gabe, coming in there and digging out some loose balls when they have an opportunity to dunk it, underneath. You know, the guys were just really you know, disappointed at halftime. I barely needed to say anything. Everybody was just disappointed at our defensive effort and focus, you know. But look, this is a very good team that we're playing against. So it's not only us, you know, saying that, hey, we have to do that better. You know, they're putting a lot of pressure, you know, on our defense. And, you know, that's what you expect when you get to this level.
That was the head coach, Eric Spoelstra, after last night's 118-107 win. Heat over the Celtics game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat, going to join us here from Bally Sports. Eric, hell of a first game in this Eastern Conference Finals for the Heat last night.
Beautiful way to start what's going to be a terrific series.
Well, let's jump into that terrific man last night, Jimmy Butler. You've been watching these games since the start. You're always the guy to go to when we go into everything. I got to tell you, Eric, we've had some special times with Dwayne and LeBron and going back to some of the original teams with Zoe and Hardaway and the whole gang. But I got to tell you what, man, Jimmy Butler's performance and was so much more than just the 41 points. That was special when he needs to score. Boy, that second half, we're going to start putting him in a special club. He keeps winning these games right now.
Well, he's putting himself in that special elite club right now, Joe. Yeah, it's funny. Just to digress for a second. There's a reason that I have gone on record saying this was the most enjoyable season I've ever had calling Heat games. And we've had better teams, per se. We've had better records. But there's something special about this group. And last night you saw it. But I'm going to start where you want to start, Joe, with Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's, you know, it's not just 41 points in 41 minutes, 12 and 19 shooting. He went 17 of 18 from the free throw line. First of all, you see that 18 free throws, the most he's had in this playoff run. You know, it's Jimmy's kind of game. And Joe, that's what I love about this team offensively. There's so many ways they can beat you. And Jimmy represents a way you're familiar with, moving the chains, getting first downs in a basketball way, getting points in the paint, getting you to the free throw line. He did so many things. And, you know, I thought he and Gabe Vincent really blew the game open in the third quarter. They were the only two guys in the game for Miami that played all 12 minutes of the third quarter. Jimmy had 17 points and three steals and 10 free throw attempts in that third quarter. And Gabe Vincent scored 10 of his 17 points and had two blocks in that game-changing third quarter. But, Joe, Jimmy, I used this on our post-game show, and I think this puts it in a perspective that any Heat fan is going to really understand. He has had three games in the 2022 playoffs of over 40 points. LeBron James had three games of over 40 points in his four seasons of playoffs with Miami. So Butler's having one of the he's having one of the great postseasons in Heat history. He's having his greatest playoff run ever, and this is the 10th year he's been to the playoffs. Joe, he's averaging 30 points a game and almost 8 rebounds, nearly 6 assists, leads all players in steals with over 2 a game. We thought he was amazing, and he was in the 2020 bubble run to the finals. He's topping that right now. He has been incredible. And when you think about what he's doing on the defensive end, as well as getting you 30 points every night, you can make a case. I said this again last night. He threw another log on the fire in that debate of who's having the best playoffs in the NBA. He is in that conversation right now.
He should be at this point after seeing what he's done for this team. Another guy that might not have had, you know, 30 points last night or 20, whatever it was, but PJ Tucker, after getting nicked up and then coming back in the game, you just saw something different too, I think, for the rest of the players. And we've talked about it here on the show this morning when PJ got back in, and you could just see it, like how much he means to this team defensively and just as a leader on this team.
I love what Zach, great question. I love what Jimmy Butler said after the game, like that he's never fallen in love with another player like he has with PJ Tucker. You know, I thought the biggest stir of game one wasn't that the Heat gave up 62 points in the first half on 60% shooting and allowed 40 points in the paint. That was scary. But what was scarier was seeing PJ Tucker, you know, limp off to the locker room with about 8.5 minutes left in the first half We didn't see him again in the first half, and all I could think about through halftime is, Lord, please don't let it be serious. You know, the way it was a non-contact injury, and you're thinking, oh, please, he had a calf strain. You're praying, like, don't let it be his calf again. Don't let it be an Achilles. And to see him come out and start the second half, and remember this, this is probably the most underreported thing about game one. Tatum was magnificent in the first half for Boston. He had 21 points and one turnover. He was a big part of the reason they had 40 first half points in the paint. Did you see what he did in the second half with Tucker harassing him? He went 1-for-7, and he had 6 of his 7 turnovers, and all 6 of them came in the game-changing third quarter. It's a team effort, but Tucker's the guy that was on Jason Tatum most of the night. He's a nightmare to play against. He's everything that Jay Crowder was for this team 2 years ago and more. He's such a winner. It's not an accident he was on a championship team last year. That's all he cares about. That's all he thinks about. And you know what? He's surrounded by a lot of guys that feel exactly the same. But Tucker is a winner. He's a warrior. Every team would like to have him. Forget about looking at his stat line to see his importance. He's a guy that deserves the eye test, and he's a fire-breathing man, and you love him on your team.
You know, it's funny.
And he made a couple quarter threes last night, too, which is always nice.
Right. Yeah, that's a shot, no question. Hey, one thing we do talk a lot about, we look at guys and what they make and like, oh, he can't be a superstar star unless he's putting up numbers. You know how this thing works. And the numbers just aren't what this thing's about, especially Bam Adebayo, a guy that ends up having, it looked like a real good game, had some great blocks, came up really big, obviously buys in the whole defensive thing. But I think he took 5 shots last night.
He took four shots.
Jeez.
You know, it's weird, too. He only took last 3 games. Game 5 against Philly, 4-for-7. Game 6 at Philly, he only scores 10 points, goes 5-for-5. And then last night, 3-for-4 in his 37 minutes. Only had 4 rebounds, but the 4 blocks,
yeah,
and just the way he plays and all the little things he does. They didn't need a lot more scoring from him last night. He'll have bigger games on that end, but, you know, that's another winner and warrior, and the versatility of the way he defends, the way he can make plays for others. It's not an accident that he's trying to get to the NBA Finals for the second time in the last 3 years.
Eric, I got to ask you, getting away from before we get to any more on Game 2 coming up or last night, how surprised were you to watch what the Mavericks did to the Suns in that last game? I was blown away. I we've seen blowouts in the regular season, and in a Game 7 at home?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's jolting to lose a playoff game at home. It's just absolutely jolting. It's 100 times worse than losing a regular season game at home, you know, then. So to have that happen in Game 7, I was stunned. Not so much that Dallas would win, but the way they won. And if Phoenix just didn't have a response, it almost looked, if you watch just the body language of Chris Paul and Devin Booker especially, it looked like they felt like they didn't have a chance. Once they got punched in the jaw, they put their hands down. But what really impressed me about Dallas, and Doncic is amazing. I just saw a show on ESPN the other day of Nowitzki and Doncic sitting there interviewing each other. It was amazing that Dallas would have 2 international stars back-to-back like that who are among the best in the league. But the defense that Dallas played, it was phenomenal. And I give them a real shot at beating Golden State. And from a Heat perspective, man, I hope they do. That would give the Heat home court advantage in the finals should both teams get there. But great job by Dallas to come back and win that series. And you know, those Western Conference finals begin tonight.
And, Eric, you called a lot of games before. You ever seen 20 blocks in the game? It just seemed like there was an absurd amount of blocks in that game last night.
And, Zach, not just blocks. I mean, these were amazing blocks.
Right.
I mean, Nesmith blocking the Caleb Martin dunk early, you know, gave me a Bam Jason Tatum flashback. And just in case you needed another one, you had Tice blocking Dedmon's dunk, right, which was similar to the to the Bam's block of Tatum 2 years ago in the game one overtime. Just amazing athleticism. Listen, don't be surprised. You're going to see great defensive plays every single game in this series. These are two, if they're not the two best, they're two of the very best defensive teams in the league. They get after it. You know, you saw the Heat trail by 13 in the first half, comes storming back. Boston was down 20 early in the fourth. They make it a game. None of this is going to be easy. It's all going to be hard fought, and I think well played. You got two excellent coaches and two teams, you know, one 3 wins away from playing for a championship. The other is 4. And just to listen, there is always that tendency, and it's not just from fans and media. I think players do it sometimes too. An overreaction emotionally and mentally to the result of each game. It's a long series. You wait to the end to cast your judgment. And each game tells you a different part of the story. But Boston lost game one to Milwaukee. They were down in that series 2-1. I don't need to refresh your memory on how they came back off the mat and won that series. So all it was a great start and a really solid way for the Heat to begin. You know, the defense, and that wasn't just on Tatum in the second half. I mean, they held Boston to 45 points on 29% shooting in the second half. And the 39-14 third quarter, guys, you know, you wonder, like, nobody, I don't think in that building, other than a few Celtics fans, felt good about that first half. I mean, the Heat give up 40 points a game in the paint during the regular season for a game. They gave it up in the first half. But they came out, and if you had any doubts, they were erased pretty quickly. Miami started that third quarter on a 22-2 run. And very few of these games are decided, you know, in the quarter. This one was. That third quarter won it for Miami. And Boston tried, but they never really recovered from that third quarter.
Eric, don't you worry. We always overreact to a win. That's just the way we are, my man. Right? I got my cheerleading outfit on. I don't look very good in it today, but yeah, we're ready to go, okay, man. Thank you. Eric, thank you, man.
Listen, you'd have been right at home with me and Crotty on Radio Row last night. Crotty actually got out of his seat and danced to Pepas.
Wow. We got it.
Didn't care who was and you got to respect that.
You got to respect that from Crotty.
Crotty.
For sure.
Make sure after every game you go to
between Crotty and the great Tommy Tighe last night.
Oh.
If Tommy turned into a bobblehead or he was just nodding because he liked so much of what he saw in that game.
That's a crew right there, Eric.
Oh, you're
go
beautiful.
Go to Bally Sports after every game for in-depth post-game coverage with Eric and crew. We appreciate it as always, Eric. We'll talk to you again. Game 2 coming up Thursday night.
Thanks, Eric.
As my old friend Bart Scott once said, can't wait.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Thursday. Right.
Only you could get that.
You got to throw in the Jets thing. Got to get it in there. Well done, Eric. Well done.
Jet show. Give me a few more backers like him. We'll be in.
Yeah. Oh, no question, man. All right.
Good luck with that. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's Eric Reed from Bally Sports joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Hey, one scoop a day, and you're going to be ready to play, man. We're talking about this AG1. By the way, it's not new to town. There's a lot of people on South Florida work out every day. A lot of young people taking it right now. You know why? Because it's 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals. It's just one scoop of delicious green powder. All right, not delicious, but really good. But by the way it works for you is fantastic. And if you've been dragging a little bit and you're like me and haven't had a vitamin or a mineral in like your whole life, doing it for the first time, man. And it's easy. Starts in the morning. You're done. And, boy, you just got so many good things in your body to just get you turned around. I'm trying to turn my lifestyle around.
You're doing it.
Minus a couple of cold ones from time to time.
No, it's okay. You're getting it done, and that's what you're going to get with AG1. I started taking AG1 because I didn't want to take a handful of vitamins every day. I didn't want to have to worry about, oh, did I remember to take that supplement or this vitamin? Or that? No, it's all in one, like Joe said. One scoop, 8 to 12 ounces of water, boom, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and you're good to go the rest of the day. Take control of your life. Take control of your health. You're going to do it here with AG1. Listen, they're going to make it easy for you as well. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. That easy. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your health. Do it for everything you've always wanted, because you don't want to take a handful of vitamins every day. This is the easy part of it. Here's the website one more time. athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.